buttons and clay pottery? Did the old owners leave in such a hurry that they left their clothes and dishes behind?
That's just one of the questions we hope to answer with this project.
Wow. And it's all right here on campus.
That's right. No traveling involved. I wouldn't expect volunteers to travel to a site, especially in the middle of the semester. We expect to find many more things, but we do need more people to help.
So, how many student volunteers are you looking for?
I'm hoping to get 5 or 6. I've asked for volunteers in all the classes I teach, but no one's responded. You're the first person to express interest.
Well, it sounds like it could be a lot of work. Is there any way I can use the experience to get some extra credit in class? I mean, can I write a paper about it?
I think it'll depend on what type of work you do in the excavation, but I imagine we can arrange something. Actually, I've been considering offering extra credit for class because I've been having a tough time getting volunteers. Extra credit is always a good incentive for students.
And how often would you want the volunteers to work?
We're asking for 3 or 4 hours per week, depending on your schedule. A senior researcher, I think you know John Franklin, my assistant, is on site every day.
Sure, I know John. By the way, will there be some sort of training?
Yes. I want to wait till Friday to see how many students volunteer. And then I'll schedule a training class next week at a time that's convenient for everyone.
Okay. I'll wait to hear from you. Thanks a lot for accepting me.